Priya, another one of those statements that I think are deeper than we might have understood, at least back then, is that Vrindavan is in the heart of the devotee. Wherever there is someone who is in Vrindavan mood, that's where Vrindavan is. So then, you know, we have the tendency to think here in this world in terms of special objects. That yes, here is this world called, this is Sweden here, and there's America there, and there's Earth here, and there's another planet over there. And must then be some planet called Goloka somewhere. But if we think of Lokas rather as, how to say, realms of existence, depending on consciousness of us, for those who live there, for those who experience that way. In other words, when we leave this body, depending on our mind frame, where we are at consciousness-wise, we will soon, somehow or other, find ourselves in a world befitting us. I mean, that's completely logical, right? And where that world is, it's here, over there. Again, this is pretty much the, I would say, material conditioning, pulling us into trying to fit things into this, again, space. But it's about consciousness. So I have one.